Friday has finally arrived. Good morning. It's 9:04 now on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. This is Jim O'Hara. The U.S. Department of Justice and civil rights groups filed two separate lawsuits yesterday to block enforcement of a new Iowa law that would let state officials arrest and deport immigrants who are in Iowa after previously being deported or denied entry.
The Department of Justice and the ACLU and the American Immigration Council are asking a federal court to block the law before its effective date of July 1st. ACLU of Iowa Legal Director Rita Bettis-Austin says it's important to have one federal immigration system, not 50 separate systems. She says Iowa's law conflicts with federal law in ways that are very harmful to immigrants.
It criminalizes people who do have legal authority to be present in our country and in our state, but have been removed in the past.
Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd says, quote, "Iowa stands ready to defend our immigration law that keeps Iowa communities safe." I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
In sports tonight, the Cubs play in Pittsburgh. The Cardinals play in Milwaukee. The White Sox host the Guardians. The River Bandits are at home against Wisconsin, and the Steamwheelers are on the road in Sioux Falls. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, partly sunny, high near 70. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low about 50 with a slight chance of showers. And on Saturday, sunny, high near 71 with gusty winds. Mother's Day, sunshine, and a high near 80. Coming up on Think, Beyoncé may have been the first black woman to hit number one on the Billboard Country Album chart, but she stands on the shoulders of Alice Randall, the first black woman to write a number one country hit. Hear the interview with Alice at noon today on WVIK.